Hello.
Hello. I'm Natalia of Opinion Research, a national public opinion firm. We're talking with people in California today, and we would like to ask you a few questions on a confidential basis.
Okay, for quality. Just a minute.
Sure.
Hello.
Okay, hello. My name is Natalia, and I'm calling from Opinion Research, a national public opinion firm. We're talking with people in California today, and we would like to ask you a few questions on a confidential basis. For quality control purposes, this call might be monitored or recorded. Before we begin, could you please confirm that you are not driving and that you're in a place where you can talk safely?
Yes.
Am I speaking to Joanne Beach? Joanne Beach?
No, you have... Who are you talking or who are you calling?
Okay. Don't worry. Would you prefer me? Would you prefer to continue in English or Spanish?
No, I don't speak any of that. Just English.
Okay, thank you so much. Are you registered to vote at this address?
As what?
Are you registered to vote in your address?
Yes, yes.
Thank you so much. Are you or is anyone in your household employed by a newspaper, television, or radio station, or
no.
a political party, or by
no.
a candidate for political office? Okay, thank
no.
you. Now, just to ensure that we have a representative sample, first, in what year were you born?
Me? 1939.
Thank you so much. Just 1 second. Now, what is your main racial or ethnic heritage? Is it Caucasian or white? African American or black? Hispanic or Latina?
It's white. Caucasian.
Thank you so much. Completed in school?
It's what?
What is the last grade that you completed in school?
Oh, God. Nice. Oh, God, years ago.
Okay,
oh,
what was the last grade that you completed?
Senior in high school.
Thank you so much. Getting started, first, do you approve or disapprove of the job Joe Biden is doing as a president? Strongly approve, somewhat approve, somewhat disapprove, or strongly disapprove?
Of what? I'm having a little trouble with the phone, so will you repeat
okay.
that, please?
Don't worry, of course. First, do you approve or disapprove of the job Joe Biden is doing as president?
Yeah, no, I approve. I approve.
Would you say strongly approve or somewhat approve?
I really couldn't tell you. I really couldn't tell you. I don't know.
Okay.
I don't.
Next, do you approve or disapprove of the job Gavin Newsom is doing as governor?
No, I don't disapprove. I don't even know what some of these people are doing. Okay.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. And if the election for the state assembly were being held today, for whom would you vote? The Republican candidate or the Democratic candidate from this district?
Well, yeah, probably Republican.
Thank you so much. Next, I would like you to read a list of names of different people active in politics. For each one, please tell me whether you have a favorable or unfavorable impression of that person. If I mention someone that you don't know too much about, just tell me and we'll go to the next one. First one, we have Donald Trump. Favorable, unfavorable, never heard of, no opinion.
You know what? I'm having trouble with this phone. It's just... I'm not hearing exactly what you're saying.
Oh, I'm so sorry. I will speak clearer. Next, I would to read...
It's not you. It's the phone. It's crackling. I'm just having trouble with the phone.
Can you hear me better now?
Yeah, I can hear you right now.
Okay. I will read a list of names of different people active in politics. For each one, please tell me whether you have a favorable or unfavorable impression of that person. If I mention someone that you don't know too much about, just tell me and we'll go on to the next one. First, we have Donald Trump. favorable opinion, unfavorable opinion, no opinion, never heard of.
Now, when is this for? I'm ready eating supper right now. It's really kind of hard to...
Okay, we are almost done. It will just take like 3 minutes.
Okay, hurry on.
Okay, would you say Donald Trump favorable or favorable?
Of what?
The opinion you have for that person.
Oh, yeah, I'm favorable.
We also have Kamala Harris, favorable or favorable, never heard of, no opinion.
Favorable.
We also have Esmeralda Soria, favorable, unfavorable, never heard of, no opinion.
I never heard of her.
And also Joanna Garcia Rose, favorable, unfavorable, no opinion, never heard of.
I guess it's favorable.
Thank you so much. Mm-hmm. Now, moving on, which one of the following issues is most important to you personally when deciding which candidate to vote for the state assembly? We have climate change, border security, crime and public safety, inflation and the cost of living, jobs and the economy, abortion, homelessness, healthcare, taxes, or education.
Well, education and all of them, I think.
Okay, which one would you say is the most? Will that be education?
I couldn't tell you. Really.
Okay, don't worry. Thank you so much.
All important.
Thinking ahead of the November election on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means that you are not at all interested, 10 means that you are extremely interested, how interested are you in the November election for President, U.S. Senate, U.S. Congress, and other state and the local offices from 0 to 10?
I'm interested.
Would you say, can you please tell me a number between 0 to 10, how interested you are?
I don't know, 5 or 6.
Thank you so much. Next, if the election for president was being held today, for whom would you vote? Donald Trump, Republican, or Kamala Harris, Democrat?
Trump.
Thank you so much. And if the election for the state assembly were being held today, for whom would you vote? Joanna Garcia Rose, Republican, editor and mother. Esmeralda Sophie Soria, sorry, Democrat state assembly member.
I'm Democrat.
Thank you so much. Will you say that you will be voting definitely, probably, or you will lean to Esmeralda Soria, the Democrat candidate?
I don't know. I have to check reading, get a little more information.
Thank you so much. Moving on, will you say the economy is headed in the right direction or is pretty seriously off on the wrong track?
No, I think it's in the right direction.
Thank you so much. Next, over the last few years, do you think the level of crime in your community has decreased, increased, or stayed the same?
I suppose stay the same. I don't even know.
Thank you. On a different topic, have you ever voted for a Republican candidate?
Repeat that, please.
Have you ever voted for a Republican candidate?
Yeah, I've voted.
Mm-hmm. Thank you so much. Now, I'd like to read to you a few statements that you might hear about Joanna Garcia Rose during a campaign. After I read each statement, please tell me whether it makes you more likely or less likely to vote for her at the assembly. In the assembly, Joanna Garcia Rose will write a law banning politicians from trading stocks and making other investments with the information they learn while in public office. Much more likely, somewhat more likely, somewhat less likely, much less likely, or no difference.
I really don't know. I haven't really studied all this to even know what to tell you.
Okay, thank you. Joanna Garcia Rose is a professional auditor who will go over the state spending like public about whatever waste, fraud, or corruption she finds. That will make you much more likely, somewhat more likely, somewhat less likely, much less likely, or no difference for you to vote.
Most likely.
Okay, thank you. Now, to make California more affordable, Joanna Garcia Rose supports eliminating all taxes on food, clothing, gas, and other everyday items. Would that make you much more likely, somewhat more likely, somewhat less likely, much less likely? No difference?
No difference.
Thank you. As a professional auditor, Joanna Garcia Rose can find corrupt politicians, tell the public and law enforcement, and put the corrupt politicians in prison where they belong. Much more likely, somewhat more likely, somewhat less likely, much less likely, no different?
No different.
Joanna Garcia Rose supports mandatory prison sentences for meth and fentanyl dealers and one strike life in prison for sexual predators who molest children. Much more likely, somewhat more likely, somewhat less likely, much less likely, no different?
No, most likely.
Thank
you. It's just going to last very long. I'm eating supper right now.
We are at 71%. We're almost done. I am going to be as fast as possible. Now that you have heard some more information, if the election for the State Assembly was being held today, for whom would you vote? Joanna Garcia Rose, Republican, auditor, and mother, or Esmeralda Soria, Democrat, State Assembly member?
Republican.
Now, I'd like you to read a few statements that you might hear about Esmeralda Soria during their campaign. After I read each statement, please tell me whether it makes you more likely or less likely to vote for her at the State Assembly. Esmeralda Soria supported a measure to raise taxes in Valley residents, and then 2 months later, she voted to give herself a 20% pay raise. Much more likely, somewhat more likely, somewhat less likely, much less likely, or no different?
I have no idea. It's somewhat dislikely. I don't know.
Thank you. Esmeralda Soria voted to give herself taxpayer money to pay for her political campaign. This money could go toward negative campaign ads, or even some of Soria's personal expenses. Would that make you much more likely, somewhat more likely, somewhat less likely, much less likely, or no difference to both?
No difference.
Thank you. Esmeralda Soria traveled to Sacramento to demand that the legislature raise the gas tax. The legislature agreed, and now you pay more for food, groceries, and gas because of it. Much more likely, somewhat more likely, somewhat less likely, much less likely, or no difference?
No difference.
Esmeralda Soria supports an extreme agenda in California that includes a complete government takeover of healthcare that will raise taxes and Medicare as we know it and result in California's being kicked off their private health insurance. Much more likely, somewhat more likely, somewhat less likely, much less likely, or
I
no?
don't know. I don't know.
Thank you.
Now, how long is this going to take? I'm eating supper.
2 questions apart on this part, and then we will be almost done. Politician Esmeralda Soria has been under FBI investigation multiple times for issues ranging from unethical and corrupt spending of taxpayer money to land deals involving someone she was romantically involved with. Much more likely, somewhat more likely, somewhat less likely, much less likely, or no different?
I don't know, no different.
Well, finally...
Yeah, it's just almost done. I'm eating supper right now, and I really don't know too much about this, okay?
Okay, we're almost done.
Okay, hurry in.
Okay, while families struggle to fill their grocery carts and put food on the table, Esmeralda Soria voted to give those in the country illegally hundreds of thousands of dollars worth of taxpayer-funded benefits. Much more likely, somewhat more likely, somewhat less likely, much less likely, no difference?
Most likely.
Thank you. Just 1 second. Now that you have heard some more information, election for the State Assembly was being held today. For whom will you vote? Joanna Garcia Rose, Republican, auditor and mother, or Esmeralda Soria, Democrat State Assembly member?
I don't know. Republican.
Thank you so much. Regardless of how you may feel today, are you registered to vote as a Republican, Democrat, or something else?
No, Republican.
Would you say a strong Republican or not so strong Republican?
I don't know. I don't know what to tell you.
Would you say that you lean to Republicans?
I don't know. I don't know.
Thank you.
You know, I'm right in the middle of supper right now.
Okay, two questions away. Can I do that very quickly?
I'm sorry, I didn't understand what you said.
I'm sorry. General King, do you consider yourself to be conservative, moderate, or liberal in most issues?
Conservative.
Issues. Would you say, or very conservative?
In what?
No, would you say very conservative?
Well, try to be, yeah.
Thank you so much. Next, on the issue of abortion, do you consider yourself to be pro-life or pro-choice?
I don't know. I've never had to go through that. I really don't know.
Thank you. Some people feel so strongly about an issue that they will vote for or against a candidate on that basis, regardless of the candidate's stance on most other issues. Would you or would you not vote for or against a candidate based only on their position on abortion?
I don't know. I don't know. I suppose I would, yeah.
Okay, regardless of how you feel now, for whom did you vote in the 2020 presidential election, Donald Trump or Joe Biden?
Oh, yeah, Joe Biden's fine.
Thank you. Okay, that was the last question. Thank you so much for your time, and have a nice night.
Thank you.